Hi, and welcome to the first episode of Let Them Speak, a podcast inspired by the upcoming release of Let Them Speak, a book written by Rebecca Cota and Rick Jetter, which will be released this April. My name is Isaiah Sterling, student leader at Cape Central High School in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Hi. And I am Dr. Stephanie Small. I have the privilege of supporting student leadership here at Cape Central High School. So let's get started. Isaiah, when did you realize that you had something to say and that you can make an impact on education?
Well, I think this is a really good question. I think honestly, for me, it started all the way back in kindergarten. I can remember being the class leader, always wanting to lead the class, always wanting to be in that position. And then I think really it hit for me, I really realized that I needed to speak up in leadership. I was a freshman in high school here at Cape Central High School in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and I started to notice that, I was in student council at the time, and I started to notice that upperclassmen were really doing all of the work. They were speaking up, they were making change, and you know, I was just this freshman kind of in my ball telling myself, I really shouldn't say anything because they're not going to listen to me. They're upperclassmen. And I will always remember sometimes that I did try to speak out and I would always get turned down because they would say, well, it's not your time yet. You're not going to be in this position of you saying things that you want to see happen because you're a lower classman and I'm an upperclassman. And that's just the way it was for me. When I noticed that, I told myself one day, Isaiah, if you don't speak out now, you're going to get through high school, you're going to graduate, and you're going to realize that you missed that chance to speak out and make the change. But thankfully, into my junior year, into my sophomore year, into my junior year, I really started to push for student voice and I really started speaking out.
That's great, Isaiah. Something else that I noticed that's really exciting since I've been here at Cape Central High is not only do you speak out, you create avenues for other students to have a voice. So tell me a little bit more about that.
I think it's honestly, a lot of kids, they see me in a leadership position and they think that I am, I don't know, what would you say, higher up than others. But personally for me, it's kind of like, I am in this position for you. I'm in this position to get your input, to gather your thoughts. For example, if another student had a suggestion to administration on something that they could do to make the school better, I want to be in that outlet and say, you know what, I have connections with administration. Speak to me, speak your concern to me, and then I'll go back to administration and report that to them. Because I know a lot of kids today, I don't know if it's that the stigma that I don't want to speak to my administrator because they're scary, or I think it's just honestly because they're in such of a high leadership position that they are scared to do so. So I think honestly, being in a leadership position, I feel like I am the outlet to voice concerns to administration.
That's very good. Now, you bring up another question, though, that I have for you, and something that we've talked about informally, but it's great to talk about here. What role do you see an administrator playing in helping to ensure that all students have a voice and that they are really able to speak?
Right. I think, honestly, I think you're a great example of that. And you know, it's not always, what do you think? I see this from you. It's not always, what do you think about this disciplinary option? It's not always about discipline. It's about the moment when you bring that kid into your office and you make a connection with them and you say, sit down, let's talk it out. What can we do to make it better? Let's not talk about consequences. Let's not talk about what you're going to face. Let's talk about what we can do to make the situation better. Moving on from there.
That's very good. I think I do seek to listen to students and hear students. I want to get to know what they think. Right. I really believe that students have the power to change the world. I know that they have the power to change the world because they're changing it right now.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. And I think a lot of kids in education today, they look at themselves as just like a small fish in a big ocean. And they see the rest of the school system as this big ocean. And I think this goes back to Rebecca and Rick's book. We have so many students today in education that are curled up in a ball. Like I was my freshman year because I didn't want to speak out. Everybody's situation is different when it comes to student voice. But I think we have so many students now that are so curled up from their past experience in education, and educators not listening to them, which they are the heart of education. And I think when they get curled up like that, I just kind of sit back and say, how can they get out of that, and where do we go from there?
Isaiah, that is perfect, because I've often wondered how we can ensure that every student has a voice. So you're a great leader, and you're out there, and you are brave and bold, but how can we make sure that other students who are not so brave and bold, they still have a voice? What are some things that we could do here at CHS to make sure that those students aren't missed?
That's a very good question. I think that it all begins with the small things. I think as leaders today, we try to jump to what is something big we can do, what is a program we can run, what is something monumental. But I think in reality, we have to sit down and focus on maybe a conversation, maybe a just saying, I care about you, I care about your opinion. Maybe that's the life-changing moment. Not the big program, not the big game, not the big meeting. But I think, like you said here at CHS, that can help other people. I think it's that we all, educators and students, have to come to a realization in a moment that if we don't focus on the small things, we will never get to our big accomplishments. You know, and that feeds back again. I'm going to refer back to the book, Let Them Speak. Rebecca and Rick do a fantastic job of talking about how students are getting curled up in education and they're not wanting to speak. But it's sometimes all about the educator opening the door for them to have that opportunity.
That's a perfect segue into my next question, Isaiah. So you are in the trenches with students.
Sure.
You have different student groups. Tell me, what do students want to speak about? What do they want to share with us that we need to know?
I think the number one thing that students want to share with an administrator like yourself or any other educator, it's a number of things. One of the things I know here at CHS is homework and time to do homework. A lot of our kids here in high school, they're working after school. And I'll use math for an example, because we both know that kids are way more capable of so many other things than just the math assignment. But I think an example that ties in with that is we see kids that work, like I was saying, and they get home and they have to go to work within 30 minutes. They're watching siblings, whatever. And then they get back home from work knowing that they didn't do any homework. And they're just so tired at that point where they're not even going to do it. So I think that's one of the things that students will want to speak up on here at CHS again. Dress code policies. Are we too formal on that? Should it just be modesty? Stuff like that. And my last example is probably, how are you learning best? Are you learning best in the classroom? And how can I, as an administrator, increase that learning experience for you? Is that by requiring teachers to make a teaching video? Is that requiring teachers to give less homework? Is that just saying teachers do what's best for kids? I think it all revolves around that.
That's very good. Very good, Isaiah. That's just great topics for conversation. I'm excited about continuing these conversations in our future podcast. Isaiah, tell them about our future podcast.
Well, we are so excited to be bringing in the future personal, authentic, and raw student voice and educator viewpoints to the show. And next week, we will be bringing some very special guests in. We are going to bring out of the Student Senate here at Cape Central High School, we are going to bring the Executive Council in, and we're going to sit down with them, and we're going to chat about what they're going through and what they'd like to see and why Senate is even in a public school system. So we're so excited to see you on next week's episode of Let Them Speak!